Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Andrew Carter. The headlines this Tuesday, 8th of February 2022. Finance Minister resigns over introduction of new tax system. Polish initiative to end courts dispute welcomed by European Commission. And UK to deploy additional troops to Poland. Good afternoon. The Polish Minister of Finance, Tadeusz Kościński, has resigned from the government. A Peace Party spokesperson said he took political responsibility for certain shortcomings that have occurred in the implementation of the new tax rules. Major tax changes came into force on the 1st of January under the so-called Polish Order Programme, but were beset by problems. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said on Friday that the last 2 weeks had been better than the first 2 weeks of January, when there had been irregularities due to lack of action. Peace Party President Jarosław Kaczyński told the Polish press agency that some of those who were preparing for the introduction of the tax changes maybe lacked sufficient qualifications and maybe also lacked goodwill. President Andrzej Duda says the European Commission has welcomed his initiative to end Poland's dispute with the EU over changes to the country's judiciary. Duda's proposal, which he outlined last week, would dissolve the disciplinary chamber of Poland's Supreme Court and establish a chamber of professional responsibility. The President met yesterday with the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the President of the European Council, Charles Michel. Duda said afterwards that he hoped his proposal would end the discussions between Poland and the European Commission on the matter and heal the situation in the Supreme Court. Duda also added that European unity is needed, saying that any disputes in the EU are now a mill for our opponents. The UK's Defence Secretary has announced that his country will send a further 350 soldiers to Poland, in order to send a strong signal to Vladimir Putin that Poland and Great Britain are side by side in this conflict. The move comes as a response to Russia's build-up of troops around Ukraine. The new British forces will be Royal Marines, who will carry out contingency planning and joint exercises. They will join 100 Royal Engineers who are already in Poland helping with security on the border with Belarus. The deployment is part of a bilateral agreement rather than a NATO mission. Czechs are piling across the border to buy cheap food and petrol in Poland, according to Czech media. VAT cuts introduced by the Polish government to combat inflation mean that prices here are now highly attractive by comparison. A litre of petrol costs around €1.16 in Poland, compared to almost €1.50 in the Czech Republic. Czech drivers can take a maximum of 20 litres at a time back over the border, and there are reports of some making multiple journeys back and forth. The Czech newspaper Youth Front Today also reported long queues for meat, dairy and fruit. Oranges in Poland, for example, cost less than half the price in the Czech Republic.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy with clear spells in Gdańsk and a chance of some light rain this afternoon. The high will be 4 degrees Celsius, 39 Fahrenheit. Overnight temperatures will hover around the same, climbing tomorrow to 7 Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit, with a similar outlook to today. You've been listening to the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather.